In one moment, being selfish, making a mistake, saying something you shouldn't have after a fight between a husband and wife can have a lot of consequences.
Is this there?
What?
Is this there?
Dad, I can't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. You wanna say something?
Why did we get in a fight?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's irresponsible. What? You're asking what did he do? He destroyed my character in front of my children.
Look, no matter how much you look, you won't be able to find it.
We'll keep looking until we find it.
Yes, we'll find it.
You've been looking for an hour now. Even if you look for another 10 hours, you won't be able to.
You'll see.
Yes, you'll see.
Fine. What are you doing, Nima? Look, son, don't do anything dangerous. Be careful, be careful. Hold on, hold on. Where is it? You see? You can't find it.
We'll find it.
Yes, we'll find it.
It's impossible. Come over here, Nima. Come here. Even if you look for 100 years, you won't be able to find it. You think your mom would put it somewhere that you little creatures could find it? There, look. See? It's not there. You guys really have a lot of perseverance. Haven't you gotten tired yet?
No way.
Come over here. Come here. Now, take a good look. Here you are. It was right here.
I told you we'd find it.
We told you we'd find it.
You're the ones who found it?
Yes. We kept looking until we found it.
Oh. Wow, you guys are really cheeky, aren't you?
We have perseverance. You said it yourself.
Yes, we have perseverance.
Yes, yes. Hey, kids, you only get one each. If Mom comes and sees, she'll scold all of us.
Didn't Aunt Fasine bring these sweets for us?
Yes, she brought it for you, but it's no reason for you to eat it all at once. Get up. Slow down, darling. Just one.
Hello.
Hello.
Didn't I tell you not to touch the chocolate?
Dad gave it to us.
I gave it, or you kept looking until you found it?
We got permission from you.
All right, all right. It's my own fault for feeling sorry for you two little creatures.
Farzad!
Believe me, they took it themselves.
And you just stood there and watched them. Didn't you care about their health? Not for nothing, but you're a doctor.
All right, all right. Why are you making such a big deal about it? Nothing's happened. They just had some pieces of chocolate.
I'm making a big deal out of it? Look, Mother, all I'm saying is that I don't have a lot of expectations. I'm just saying when I make a rule, Farzad should respect that rule. He shouldn't break the rule. Like this, the children will never listen to me again. No, it's not really that important. If he apologizes, I will forgive him. Oh, but Dad, it's not right like this. Now you're supposed to be supporting me. What kind of support is this? I can't go home now, especially since I told Farzad I wouldn't go back until he comes and apologizes. Goodness, for you it's a small matter, but for me it's not a small matter. Just hold on a second. Let me explain it to you. It's not just because of this one matter that I'm upset with him. It's been a long time that I've been upset about the things he does. Look, a few days ago, he was saying that my dad's really clever guy, and if we hadn't rented the house, no one else would have come to rent it. And then he says these masks that my mom and dad put on at their age are completely useless and won't do anything about wrinkles. You two don't care about anything, right?
It's all your fault, of course. But I guess I am to blame also. I should not have gone and found that chocolate for you.
It's not your fault, Dad. We're the ones who took the chocolate.
Oh? So why didn't you tell your mom then?
Well, we were scared.
Well, we were scared.
Mm. Look here, kids. A person has to admit to the things that he does in life. He has to take responsibility for his mistakes. Do you understand? That's good.
If we go and tell Mom that we found the chocolate, will she come back?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't think so. You know, I made a mistake. I talked to her in a really bad way and I shouldn't have done that.
He's so stubborn and hard-headed that he never admits his mistakes. And lately, as soon as you talk to him, he raises his voice and says whatever he wants to me.
Why are you talking nonsense? Why are you saying all this garbage to me, huh? What does it have to do with me that you went and bought cheap medicine that was counterfeit and had already expired?
He's become so irresponsible, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, why did you do such a thing?
What he did was actually really great. I mean, with all the things that she'd done to him, well, she needs to take responsibility for what she's done, right?
Farzad, she's his wife.
So what if she's his wife? Even if she were his mother, his sister, she's not more important.
He's constantly comparing me to other women.
A positive point about this movie was the fact that the female character was very strong and firm and really good and rational. In terms of looks and acting also, she was the best thing in the movie, I thought. Didn't you think so?
He never thinks at all about me and the children.
I asked him what he wanted to do with all that money. Who was he saving it for? Why was he hoarding it? Man, he should spend it, enjoy life, have a good time, but he doesn't listen.
Oh, well, it's all for his children. Thank goodness they're all living the best life possible.
What children, man?
And he's become so stingy, you wouldn't believe it.
Look, Shiva, dear, look. With the same amount of money, they take you to France, and then we should spend the money and go to Malaysia. What a thing to do. We'll go to France.
I'm really upset. I really don't know what to do. Aren't you going to show any reaction? You don't have an opinion at all, no? It was all the fault of that egg white mask. Maybe if they didn't have those masks on their faces and I could see how angry they were, then I wouldn't have kept blowing it out of proportion.
Well, why haven't you told us these things before now?
How did you put up with it all this time, darling?
Well, has he raised his hand to you?
No, Dad, no, Farzad isn't like that at all. He's not like that. He does have one positive attribute, and it would be unfair if I didn't say it. Whenever I get upset with him, he comes and sits and talks rationally with me and makes it up to me.
He's just fooling you. He's not making up to you.
I don't know what he does, but...
Men are all sweet talkers. They do whatever they want to do to you, and then, with saying some nice words, they try and make up for it. If one time, just once, you had gone and properly sulked with him, then he'd understand the mistake he's made.
Ma'am? Is sulking the way?
Oh, well, if you know a better way, then say it.
You'll stay right here until I settle where you stand with him.
That's just great.
It's different, ma'am. When you leave your house and come to your dad's house, that's sulking. But when you're already at your dad's house and you don't want to go back to your own house, that's something else.
Well, so what is that something else?
You're giving me a hard time. We're dealing with a much more important matter right
now.
Well,
I said what I wanted to and I feel better now. If you don't mind, I'll be going
home. Sit down, girl.
I feel better now.
Yeah, but I feel worse, and I won't feel better for a long time. Sit down. Until I say so, you don't have the right to go back to your own house.
Why don't you talk a bit, and you'll feel better? Sure.
Get up, children. Get up. We have to go and apologize to your mother and make it up to her and bring her back home. Get up.
We
Get
have
up.
To come too?
Yes, you two are the main ones. You have to go there and tell her it wasn't my fault that you looked and found the chocolate yourselves.
Well, if you hadn't helped, we wouldn't have found the chocolate. What's Grandfather saying to Mom?
Look, son, during times like these, fathers give their children advice about sulking for no reason like this. Right now, your grandfather is telling your mom, look, you've got children that are really great. You've got such wonderful children, so you shouldn't sulk. Go back to your own house. That's what he's telling her.
Right now is the best time for you to make him understand his mistakes.
Yes.
Stand up to him strongly and firmly. Say what you have to say. Don't let him fool you so easily.
No.
Go on, my girl. Go. Your dad's standing right behind you. Go and let me see what you can do.
Mother, please forgive us. Me and Sarah found that chocolate. Dad didn't find it.
We kept looking until we found it.
Well, you did a bad thing, darling. Didn't I tell you you shouldn't touch the chocolates until I gave you permission?
Look, Shiva dear, me and the children, from the bottom of our hearts, we're upset about what happened and we apologize, especially me, because of the way that I talked in that situation. I'm really sorry and I apologize. Please forgive me, please.
All right, fine. I accept your apology, but I still have a lot of things to say.
Sure. I'm all ears in order to hear what you have to say. Let's go.
She left. I really don't know who that girl takes after. It's as though I never said all those things to her.
That poor thing, Shiva, like that since she was a child. Don't you remember how she'd always back down in front of her classmates?
No, that guy has found Shiva's weak point. He's fooling her with his sweet talk. That's what's happening. Well, it's no use like this.
What shall we do?
We'll have to do something ourselves.
Come inside,
it
come inside.
It was really cool. He just came,
all
of us.
Yeah,
he's
here.
Really
yes?
Scared.
Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Me? Regarding what?
I don't know. You said yourself that you had things
yes.
to say.
Yes, look, Farzad, I just wanted to say, please don't talk to me like that in front of the children again, okay? All right.
Sure. Anything else?
Yes, thank you. Nothing, that's all.
I say that from now on, in a way that's imperceptible, we should start to disregard Farzad. Mm. In a way that he doesn't notice the change in our behavior.
But it won't work.
She's right. We either have to disregard him or not. We can't both pay attention to him and disregard him.
Well, hold on a minute. I'll show you how it's done right now. Say hello to me.
Hello?
Like a proper person. Hello there. Thank you for coming. It's great to see that you're here. Now say hello once again. Not you. Masood, you say hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello to you too. Thank you for coming. It's great that you're here. You see, I said the same things, but it was a lot different. It means that in an imperceptible way, I disregarded your father.
And Dad didn't notice it at all.
It's because I knew that I noticed it.
You mean if you didn't know, you wouldn't have noticed?
No.
All that was left was for her to grab a stick and start chasing you around, Dad.
Hey, watch what you say to your mother. Is that how your mother is? Is she a thug?
I don't know what you're talking about, but if we want to give Farzad a hard time in an imperceptible way like this, then the doctor, in a very perceptible way, I will divorce Shiva and go on his way.
The hell he will. You think it's as easy as that?
He's right. The way you're acting is just like the police try to monitor traffic when they put up a sign this big saying there's unmarked police cars.
And they're always white Citroen Zandias, right?
Just forget about it. Each person can act however they like. All that's important is for Farzad to realise that we're upset with him. That's all.
But I'd say it'll work better if it's imperceptible. We want to fix the relationship between Shiva and Farzad. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to destroy them.
That poor thing, Shiva. I never thought Farzad would be that kind of man.
I was suspicious about the doctor right from the start, when he came for the proposal ceremony. It's really delicious.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Are you well, Mr. Javanbakhsh?
I'm fine, thank you.
Please excuse me.
What a day and age has become.
Yes, the times are strange.
Do you know what I want to say for you to be saying times are strange?
No, but, well, you see, overall the times are strange. Now, what did you want to say?
50 metres, one bedroom, in the middle of nowhere, with a parking space or storage or an elevator on the sixth floor, a 30 million deposit and 2.5 per month?
Yes. Rent has really become frightening.
Look at this. 70 metres, 50 million Doman deposit and 2 per month.
Those poor tenants.
And these are all on the south side. Up here it must be much more expensive.
Yes.
Look at this. The guy wants 6 months' rent in advance.
Oh, wow. That's really unfair. Now, what's happened that you're looking at the wanted ad so much?
It's not bad for a person to look at these ads once in a while, so that he can get a good sense of what's going on in the country. I advise you to look at these ads once in a while, too, you know.
Yes, sure.
Those poor things that don't have homes, when a person thinks about them, it makes them appreciate their lives that much more.
Yes, I guess the truth is I've never really looked at it like that before, huh?
Then look. Based on this, for this apartment in this neighborhood, it's worth a lot more than $4 million a month, with a really large deposit. You should have been there. Right now, very fundamentally and completely imperceptibly, I really let the son-in-law have it. I grabbed him by the collar and slammed him against the wall.
What did you say to him?
I both said and didn't say. In an indirect manner, I made him understand that he should thank God and appreciate the things that he has. Go and thank God and appreciate the things you have.
Monsieur, for goodness sake, don't say something in a way that he'll get offended.
Don't worry about it. I'll hit the bullseye in such an indirect manner that he won't even know what hit him. Anyhow, even if he finds out, the jerk's such a shameless lazy bum that he wouldn't even care.
Hello.
Hello.
I was coming in when I saw Fazard.
Well?
He was really upset. It's as though he'd gotten in a fight with Shiva. He looked really down, and I figured now's the time for me to use one of those imperceptible techniques of Dad's on him.
And what did you do?
Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Has something happened?
No, how come?
You just look a little strange.
How do I look?
Like one of those people who caught on fire and they put the fire out with a shovel.
That was a good example. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's no
Thank
big
you.
Deal.
It's Goodbye.
Just, Fazard, I have a suggestion for you. You should definitely wear a mask when you go to the clinic. If your patients see you, they'll have a heart attack. Goodbye.
Good job. You really are the daughter of Masood Javanbakhsh.
Shadi. Why did you say such a thing to him? How did you have the nerve?
Did I say something bad?
Can I ask you to not take part in this imperceptible project of your dad's?
Come on, Mom, it's good.
It's not good at all. Fazard is your sister's husband and he's older than you. Come on, it's true that we're a family and we have to support each other, but not at the price of disrespecting someone else. Your dad's older, so it's not wrong for him to warn those younger than him about their mistakes, but not you. You'd better go and focus on your studies.
In every family, someone has to play the role of the supervisor. In our family, my mum's the one who does it. Otherwise, we all really have the potential of doing very bad things.
Good for your mother. She said the right thing at the right time.
But overall, I've got a problem with the way your family's acting regarding the problem between Fazard and Shiva. A son-in-law is a part of the family. If he's looked at as a stranger, then there'll never be any closeness.
Mothers-in-law usually like their sons-in-law. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it causes the son-in-law to become cheeky, and sometimes it causes jealousy. I have an aunt who loves her son-in-law so much that her own son's become jealous of him and hates him now.
Oh, you're still here. Why didn't you take out the garbage?
I'm waiting for Fazard to come so I can give it to him to take.
You've been standing here for half an hour for Fazard to come so you can give him the garbage to take out.
Well, it's heavy. I've put the broken flower pots and the dirt and the watermelon skins into it. Charam's garbage is in it too. Shh. He's coming.
Good evening.
Are you going to take the garbage outside?
Yes.
I'm going to take down the garbage outside too.
That's great. Let's go.
You want us to take the garbage out
together?
It
would be an honor.
It would be an honor for us to go outside together.
Yes.
Even if we were taking out the garbage?
Yes. Overall, whenever I'm next to you, it's an honor for me.
You know, Doctor, it wouldn't be bad if sometimes you did some things for us to be proud of you too.
Oh, like what, for example?
For example, you should take this garbage for me and take it out yourself.
No, I would never dare do such a thing, because I know that you always insist on taking it out yourself. I would never dare do such a thing.
Well, right now I don't insist at all. Here you are.
Oh, sure. It's really heavy. What's in it?
Garbage. If you can't, I'll take it myself.
No, I'll take it.
Don't drag it on the ground. The bottom is dirty.
Sure.
Don't forget to come back up and take out your own garbage.
Sure. I'll be right back.
That's a good boy.
Really now? Heaven forbid anyone gets on your bad side.
Whoever gets on Masood Javanbakhsh's bad side will regret it. It's just the beginning. I'll teach him a lesson so that he will never dare to bother my daughter again. From now on, you'll put the garbage outside at 9 o'clock so the doctor can take it. These doctors aren't very active, so their bodies become lazy. Having some activity is good for him.
Oh.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, darling.
Mother, tonight is Farzad's birthday. I want to throw a party for him. Come over before he gets home so we can surprise him.
Oh, what are you talking about? These days, people don't even have birthday parties for their children, and you want to have one for a grown man?
Oh, Mother, last year when I didn't throw a party for him, you're the one that gave me a really hard time about it. What's going on?
That was last year. Things are getting worse year by year. Don't you have anything better to do? Everything's getting too expensive to have a party.
It's not going to be a big party. It'll be just us there. It won't cost anything.
I'm telling you, it's up to you. So how old is he going to be?
37.
Ooh, he's almost as old as your dad.
Oh, Mother, the things you say. Well, all right. Okay, I'll expect you at 7 o'clock, okay?
All right, all right. Do you need any help?
Yes, could you help me out? I've got a lot of work to do.
The truth is, no, I've got a lot to do.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Mother, what is Dad wearing?
What's wrong with it? What's the big deal? I wasn't really in the mood for it either. Forget about him.
Who?
Your ungrateful husband. Does he ever appreciate these things you do? Just look at everything you've done.
Mother, why are you talking like this? It's not right. Where's Charam?
He had a rehearsal for his play. He said he'd come later.
What's up, Doc? How are you?
How are you doing? You well?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Let's go inside.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, well, come on. We'd be happy to have you.
Look, Shiva's throwing a birthday party for you. It's a surprise.
Come on, genius. I mean, the whole point is that I'm not supposed to know. Why did you tell me?
I was trying to do you a favor. Just pretend you don't know. Try to act surprised.
It's out of the way, man. Out of the way.
You have an interesting family. They really know how to score a goal on themselves.
I agree with Golchin. They're giving Shiva a hard time more so than Farhad. That poor thing went to all that trouble to make her husband happy.
Thank you so much. I was so surprised.
Well, now's the time for Daddy to blow the candles. Hurry.
Uncle! What did you do?
Well, I'll light the candles again. Okay, now, Daddy has to blow them out. And happy birthday to you. Yay. Happy birthday to Daddy. Now it's time to sing.
Open the gifts, take a look at them, and hopefully,
did you buy this?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You shouldn't have taken the trouble. Thanks so much.
It's all right. It's no big deal, Farzad.
Thank you. Thank you, Mum.
Hooray!
Shiva, dear, put it on. Let me see if it looks good on you.
Mother, don't tell me you thought it was my birthday.
No, my darling, that's not for 2 months, I know.
Yes, thank goodness Mother dear pays attention to everything.
Well, who got this present?
Dad.
Thank you very much. You really shouldn't have taken the trouble.
You're welcome. It's no big deal.
Sure.
Farzad, you need to read this book. You definitely should read it.
Read
it several times. There are some things about women's rights written in there. It wouldn't be bad for you to learn.
And this is for Sarah and Nima.
That's great!
That's very nice. Thank you so much.
I just love them to death.
Shiva, open my present and see what it is.
Yes, yes, open it. It must be a mento or a fruit roll or one of the things that you really like.
No, it's a bag.
Oh. Thank you.
Do you like it?
Yes, yes, it's really great. It's just the strap is for women, but if I go and change it, then it'll be perfect.
Whatever you like.
Thank you very much. You went to a lot of trouble to bring presents, but what are these things you brought? A woman's purse, a puzzle, a headscarf?
We thought since the Dot already has everything, we figured we'd buy some things for you.
Yes, darling, don't take it so hard. Now, what's the big deal?
It's really avant-garde. It's not like all the other birthday parties.
Where to?
A trip.
All of a sudden?
Not all of a sudden. When I came home, I wanted to tell you, but I saw you were throwing a party, so I thought I'd wait until afterwards.
So where is that you're going?
Up north.
Ooh, up north.
We're coming too.
No, darlings, no. Maybe next time. This time I have to go alone. Next time I'll take you. Next time.
Now, who are you going up north with at this time of night?
What difference does it make?
Here, take this headscarf so you don't burn under the sun.
Goodbye.
What an awful thing to do, eh?
He's so rude.
What he did was really bad.
He didn't even care that we'd all gathered here for his sake.
Shiva, dear, it's sometimes necessary for a woman in her life to stand up to her husband. If you just leave a man to his own devices, he'll ruin his life with his own hands. Come on, have a little bit of courage. Stand up to him. Don't back down so easily.
Yes? Hello, Mother. I'm fine, thanks. How are you? The children are fine, too. Thanks for asking. He's come over there? He's sulking. Why is he sulking? No, the truth is I had no idea.
It's really interesting. I'd never before heard or seen a man sulking and going back to his father's house.
Yes, really. Men these days are so silly.
That's right, man. There'll never be a generation like ours again.
Well, your generation wasn't anything to talk about either.
Huh?
What way was that for you to treat Farzad? Why did you do those things to
him? What did we do?
All the ways you insulted him, what had he done?
You should ask yourself that.
Oh, you're the one who said how much he was bothering you that day.
No, I just said something.
Darling, we're a family. We have to support each other.
Mm.
Now you don't need to feel sorry for him. He deserved it.
No way. He didn't deserve it at all. All of those things I said that day was because I was being stupid and sulking with him. I was trying to justify my own actions. Farzad isn't stingy. He isn't stubborn. And he doesn't compare me to anyone else. He isn't irresponsible. Now I just said something, but why did you judge him?
Well, now, my darling, you don't need to make excuses for him and take the blame for everything.
No way. I'm not making excuses for him. All those things I said were lies.
Supposed to know that.
Even though I was blaming everyone else, I knew very well that the person that was really at fault was me. Then my mother and father and brother and sister. Maybe if it were me, I would have done the same thing. In my opinion, not only husbands and wives, but even friends and everyone else in the family, they shouldn't try to destroy the other person in front of everyone just because of a simple argument or fight. After every fight, you make up. So we shouldn't forget that when we're fighting, we should think about making up afterwards as well.
Don't worry about it, my girl. We are the ones that ruined everything, and we'll fix it ourselves as well. Get up and go grab that phone and give him a call and tell him to come here. No, I'll call him myself.
Yes,
it's better if I call
him.
All right.
Happy birthday, Dad! Hooray!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Farzad! Happy birthday to you!
Congratulations! Open it!
Congratulations!
Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Well.
Hope that you like it.
Hooray!
Thank you so much. Don't open it. Well, it's a warm-up suit. Shiva, have a look.
Come on.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Hooray.
My family is incomparable.
Thank you so
They're
much.
Equally kind and hateful. They don't know the meaning of the word moderation. They either stop liking someone, or may God have mercy on that person, or they really like a person a lot and once again, may God have mercy on that person. But having them like you is still a lot better than if they stop liking you.
It's because they're so simple and honest. But I advise that they get some training with target practice. In this story, most of the bullets hit their own teammate, meaning you.
As you and Mr. Golshin say, my family scored a lot of goals on themselves in this story, but I'm the one that scored the main goal on myself. A goal that changed the outcome of the game and made the team of the Javan Baksh family lose.
Thank you. به تو از بیداریم باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه با پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون